Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Let's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 20th day of April, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that will be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 61 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, man, it's been like summer here, but it's supposed to cool down. They're claiming rain. It's awful bright out there for there to be rain, but got up this morning. It was 40 degrees outside, and it's like summer here in the daytime, and then freezing ass cold at night. That's the high desert weather for you, but wow. Man, it is dry, 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 dry. I'm waiting on the smoke. It'll be here soon, I have no doubt. Anyway, let's see what we have before us here today. Thousands of Oregonians, quote, openly hostile to Democratic governor's permanent mask mandate. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, thousands of Oregonians, quote, openly hostile to Democratic governor's permanent mask mandate. She's going to give out a royal decree. And you're going to fucking obey it. You want to fucking bet? Shove your mask up your ass, you fucking rash chin lesbo fucking freak. That's what the people are saying here. I mean, people stand around signs and get rid of Kate Brown. I mean, but the thing is, you can't get rid of that bitch. Why? Because we have vote by mail. You know that vote by mail they're wanting for the whole country? That's what we have here. That's why how the fucking communists got a foothold in this goddamn state. This is how they got control of the fucking cities. Is that by vote by mail, they could sit down there in their California fucking houses and run their California businesses and just buy a fucking piece of property up here with their inflated dollars. And then they could fucking vote up here. Once they got that fucking vote by mail in, hell, they could just decide whatever they want. Try to prove it wrong. I mean, give me my secret envelope and give me my fucking ballot. I'll give you your secret envelope and I'll give you your fucking ballot. But there's nothing to connect the ballot with me. Just the secret envelope. So, all you gotta do is keep two sets of books and they talk about the fact that you can give enough money, you can have the election just like you fucking want it. You can have this person win, that person win. That's why you're not going to get rid. Everybody hates that fucking bitch. I ain't kidding you. Even in the cities, man, everybody hates that fucking bitch because they hate those fucking masks. Whether they're doing it to keep their job or, I mean, there are the fucking little, you know, the few, the 12 to 20% of fucking commie motherfuckers, dumber than a fucking red brick. But the mass majority of the people here, we want rid of that fucking bitch, Kate Brown, but they can't get rid of her because they think that they can vote and they don't understand that they can't fucking vote. It don't matter what you put on that fucking ballot, you stupid ass. In the first place, you're operating in a fraud, And I mean, goddamn, and now, you know, this whole thing with this, emergency powers. You don't have any emergency powers. It is forbidden by the 9th article of the People's Law, ratified December 15, 1791. It is fucking prohibited, bitch. You have no more authority than anybody else walking up and down the street. If you're in your individual capacity, if you're in your fucking fiduciary capacity, you're a fucking servant. You're beneath us, bitch. You fucking freak. You communist whore. No, any of you ain't we? No, the answer's no. Get used to it. Anyway, this is from the Daily Wire. It was sent in by Shalom for discussion here on From the Trenches World Report. Thousands of Oregonians are ripping a proposal to make the state's mask mandate permanent. Wait, a fucking gall of this fucking whore. Gall of this bitch. I mean, everybody's been waiting that last month. I mean, with their noses sticking out, nobody fucking wears those fucking things. I mean, like I said, there's a handful of stupid asses that are too fucking dumb to realize that the whole fucking thing is a goddamn scam. A fucking international scam. But everybody else is sick of this shit. They're sick of fucking putting a fucking diaper on their face to go out the fucking door. Some people, and myself, won't fucking do it. Ever. And there's a lot more every fucking day. State's mask mandate permanent, flooding the state government with openly hostile comments on the idea. You're about got to push. You got about to push to the fucking point, bitch. When we'll fucking let loose on you, we'll clean you fuckers out of our state. We'll clean you fuckers out of our country. We will reinstate the fucking law that is the only law in this goddamn country, and that is that Bill of Rights. We will have our common law courts back, and we will hang your fucking asses, the ones that don't get shot. Democratic Governor, Oregon Governor Kate Brown, I mean, the way she became governor, well, they just fucking sleezed her ass in there. They got rid of a fucking guy who was just such a fucking criminal, but never went to jail, of course. And man, the crimes that he had committed were, I mean, undisputable. They slipped this fucking hoe in there. And then with the paper ballots, you ain't never going to get rid. You people in Oregon better understand. And you people across this fucking country better understand. Those paper ballots, there is no fucking vote. It's a fucking fraud, just like everything else in this country. And it's a fraud within a fraud because a goddamn corporation that was created in violation of the law cannot hold elections. The election is a fraud. The only thing you can do is unregister to vote and quit participating in that fraud. Let them know that fuck you, you do not have nothing to do with me. Get your fucking ass away from me. I'm living within the confounds of the fucking law of my people. I'm within the law, I'm within my right to enforce that fucking law on your ass with deadly force as you have removed our courts. The only other way to fucking enforce the fucking law and the peaceable way to do it, you took it away. So you called the fucking game. You called this fucking war that we're in. We're in a war. We understand it. We under fucking stand it. Okay, you fucking cocksuckers. I mean, you go from every fucking direction. You see this shit, this Maxine Waters going to goddamn Minnesota. They're trying to stir up fucking shit between. We're not going to kill each other over race. We're not going to fucking take your death shot. If you want to kill us, you're going to have to do it the old Irish way. You're going to have to come and you're going to trade fucking lead. You ain't just going to come and exterminate motherfuckers. Let's see here. Kate Brown's health department has proposed a permanent masking rule as the current regulations are set to expire next month. And see, everybody's just been biting their tongues and but the people biting their tongues are, fuck this shit. 2 weeks for, remember the first time around? Don't wear a mask, it'll fucking make you sick. And this is only going to be like 2 or 3 weeks to until the curve drops. You think these motherfuckers lie to you? You think they're capable of telling the truth would be a better question, wouldn't it? They have lied and schemed and scammed and committed fucking every fucking crime that could be committed against we the people. They have broken every one of our fucking laws. And the reason they're getting away with it, you know what? We're getting what we fucking deserve because we ain't doing anything about it. We got each one of us enforce that fucking law right on the goddamn spot. It's come to that. Right on the fucking spot. If it cost you your fucking life, then you died for the fucking cause. You died in a war for fucking freedom and liberty. Regulation set to expire next month. The proposal has received a record number of public comments, 5 times more comments than the previous record holder. And that's really all you've ever had the fucking, capacity to do is they let you give your opinion on it. It isn't you driving the fucking rig. It isn't you in the driver's seat. It isn't you that has the jurisdictional authority and them that serves you. They'll let you see. What do the peasants say? The peasants say they don't want to wear a mask. I tell the peasants, put the fucking mask on. Or we'll send out the fucking Queen's Guard to force them. Send the motherfuckers out. It's time to get this shit over with. 5 times more comments than previously recorded, according to the Washington Examiner. The Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Division, led by Administrator Michael Wood, received 5,000 comments on the proposed rule before the public comment period ended. And to just give you a little period, you know, this ain't you fucking voting on who's going to represent you. Or voting on any kind of goddamn laws or anything. This ain't you voting. Well, you're reduced to a subject under the 14th Amendment, and you can shout your opinion. You can shout it out and then go home and do what the fuck we tell you. You think so? Give it a goddamn go. The majority of comments were simply hostile. Oh, really? But wait a minute, how could it be that she fucking won the election when the majority of the fucking people, everybody you run into here hates her fucking guts and wants her gone? How did she get those paper ballots to fucking win? I told you guys about this years of fucking ago, how this little scam works, and that's why they want to make it nationwide. Once they do that, fuck, if you vote, you're a fucking moron. You're fucking dead in the head. You can't even claim that, well, it could change something. No, it can't. The vote will come out exactly like they fucking print the ballots out that are pre-fucking marked. And then they'll do just like they did with your last fucking phony fucking fraudulent election. They'll just wait until the middle of the night. How many is these down? Oh, well, 15,000. Well, get this 20,000 over here. There, they're printed out, put it in. We got the secret envelopes. Now take that other 20,000, mark them. For the second set of books, in case somebody ever does fucking want to see their ballot, you can put the ballot right back and say, that's how you voted. Must have been more people voting the other way. It would take everybody in the fucking state to go down and demand their fucking ballot and at the same fucking time to fucking catch them. I mean, this is blatant fucking fraud, and it's blatant why they're fucking doing it. They think these communists think they're going to come in here and hold fucking power. You're not going to fucking do it. Give it up. That Bill of Rights is fucking strong. It's stronger than you'll ever fucking imagine. You'll find out how strong it is when you try to fucking push the envelope. You're pushing it right up to the fucking edge. Do it. Just fucking do it. Well, you talk about violence. You're going to see fucking violence. I guarantee motherfucking to you. You will see the fucking power of the fucking people of this nation. We will fucking run every one of you communist cocksuckers out of our fucking country. And then we're going international. After we get our fucking what belongs to us back, which is our nuclear arsenal, we're going international. We want you, Rothschilds. You motherfucker, I'm sure you're sitting back somewhere, kicking back, laughing. Maybe you even tune in so you can fucking laugh. We'll see who laughs last. Let's see who's laughed last, you son of a bitch. When you're fucking hanging in on a goddamn fucking light post with fucking birds pecking at you as the pieces are falling off and the dogs are eating your ass. Five times more comments than the previous record holder, according to the Washington Examiner. The Oregon Occupational Safety Health Division, led by Administrator Michael Wood, received 5,000 comments. That's nothing, man. That's nothing. That's not just the people you fucking run into on a trip up north and back. The majority of comments were simply hostile to the entire notion of COVID-19 restrictions. Do you hear that? To the entire notion of the fucking lie. It's like the article yesterday, you know, saying that the universities, they slipped that in there. See, this is how these old fucking propaganda pricks work. They slipped that son of a bitch and shit in there. You know, the rest of the fucking, there was a lot of things that were true in there. That was pure fucking propaganda. But then again, you got to sit there and say, well, $222,000. Has somebody went and got that money, or does that money exist? Did that money ever exist, or was that part of their propaganda program? The bottom line is COVID doesn't exist. It's a fucking bullshit fucking con. Plain and simple. And it's been played on you by both fucking factions that you people, you, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. You're fucking brainless. What you are not is an individual who can think for themselves. You need somebody else to do your goddamn thinking for you, and you picked a fucking pack of retards. How could you claim anything different when everything keeps getting fucking worse? Did you ever think of that? I've been a lifetime Republican. I vote Republican. I'm a Democrat. You have been the fuck. You are the fucking problem. You are the ones that have caused this shit to happen. You fucking went and voted a straight party ticket. Now, that party ticket were fucking violations of the fucking law that you voted for. We can go back through all that shit. It's all been fucking, it's every stroke on the computer, every fucking email, every fucking phone call, it's all fucking recorded. We can go back on that because you have been fucking told. And you're fucking with my rights, motherfucker. You might not, might be too stupid to even understand what your rights are, but you are not going to fuck my rights. I will fucking punish you. Wood floated the proposal to keep masking requirements in place until, quote, no longer necessary to address the effects of the pandemic, which is, the pandemic is the bullshit. It's the excuse for them to fucking try and put their little corporate fiefdoms into place. They are acting without judicial authority. They are fucking giving mandates, and they're this fight gonna fucking pass down fucking orders. They can't fucking do it. They do not have the authority. They cannot have the authority. To pretend they have the authority is an act of treason and sedition. That's why, remember when you're a kid, they told, challenge authority, right? How many times did you hear that? That's part of being American. You challenge authority. Well, you say you got, well, you show me your authority, sir, ma'am. Well, they'll show you your authority, won't they? A fucking taser, a beating, and maybe a fucking bullet. You got it now? You understand the fucking, the situation? They do not have the authority. They are operating purely through fucking force of arms. And that means we're at fucking war. Because they're attempting to do exactly what that fucking King of England did, and that is remove every fucking right, that a natural right that a person has, and take everything that fucking belongs to them, even including themselves. They want to own your fucking ass. And they want, now see, they've always had it on the paper with the 14th Amendment, that unlawful fucking fraud. That is a violation of the 9th article, plain and fucking simple. It can be described as nothing else. I'm not a fucking subject. If I'm a subject, I can have no rights. That means I could have no Bill of Rights. And I do have a fucking Bill of Rights. It is ratified law, ratified by representatives of the fucking people. And it is absolute law. And it is the superior law. Because we, the people, are the grantors of the authority. And you can't operate an authority that I don't possess. If I can't do it to you, you can't do it to me, claiming some authority above the fucking common law, fucking natural rights contained in the Bill of Rights and the procedures, the procedural due process. You can't fucking just, without fucking due process, you can't tell me to wear a mask. You can't tell me to fucking stay in my house. You can't tell me nothing. You have no authority. The only way you can do it is to get a fucking gun. Because you're going to go outside, because you're lawless. You are fucking, what would you call it? Outlaws. You are fucking outlaws. And we all know what happens to fucking outlaws when they push it too fucking far. You know, like in the old days, you know, a town would take something like the fucking Earps moving in. See, the Mason motherfuckers come in and take over the whole fucking town. And they always tell this, you know, they get to tell the fucking history, so they were just good guys. No, they came to some place where they didn't have no fucking business. And they came with fucking force, and they could shoot people and get away with it because they took over the political apparatus, the body politic. Well, the first time that one of them nailed up a fucking sign that said you couldn't bring a gun to town, he just broke the fucking law, didn't he? He fucking blatantly broke the supreme law of this fucking land. He should have been called on it. He should have been hung right there in place. But see, they came in, and they were fucking tough guys, and they bullied the fucking people of the fucking town. See, we're going to bring law and order here, where we're going to kill a few people, and we're going to make us a big pile of fucking money in this new silver mega. And you people are going to do as you're told, or you get pistol whipped, you get fucking beat, you get shot. That's what it's been all along, people. That's what the fucking 14th Amendment was for. So that they could claim some authority to legislate your absolute fucking unalienable, that means unchangeable, you can't take them away. They find a way to remove and disparage your fucking rights. They did it. They do it by through legislation, but it is not lawful. It is in fact against the law. It is in direct violation of written, ratified fucking law. The highest law in this goddamn country. And you know it. And everybody out there fucking arguing, you know, these different angles. It's just like with the guns, you know. Criminals aren't going to follow the fucking law. So why you just, this just hurts law-abiding citizens. No, you ass-kissing, motherfucking, infringement-licking assholes. I mean, you're finding out what you are, aren't you? You did everything they fucking told you. You surrendered your fucking rights to fucking carry a gun any goddamn where you want to, anytime you want. You surrendered it because, well, they're going to treat me special. You're going to give me a little card saying I'm a registered state. I can carry and you can't. Run a bet, motherfucker. I got the fucking Bill of Rights that says when you took that fucking card, you committed an act of fucking sedition. You went along with a fucking crime. And that puts your fucking ass on the goddamn gallows, you bastard. You think, I mean, go down and get your goddamn gun permits, people. This is all being recorded. And this shit is going to happen. If you don't know it, if you can't feel it, you're not human. If you can't feel it coming, you're not human. And it is going to happen. And you think about how you're going to fucking explain that to people. When we come at you with what about the second article? A well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to be, to bear their, to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And you went over here and you went with the corporation for a special privilege so that you could fucking try to have a step up on your fucking brother there so you could get a fucking advantage over your fucking brother there without going through the fucking courts and denying your fucking brother there the procedural due process guaranteed by the fucking law. You broke the law, motherfucker, and you're going to pay for it. Anybody that cooperates with this fucking communist fucking occupation is going to fucking pay for it. You are going to receive justice. And you want to fucking try to make us put fucking masks on. You want to fucking shoot it up? Fuck, it's what's going to happen. I think you know it. You're going to throw that on there. People are going to ignore it, but they're still doing it. That's what it is. They're trying to set a goddamn precedence here, people. To where they fucking say it and you fucking do it. That is a true ruling fucking class, isn't it? Only there's one little thing in the fucking way, and that would be that Bill of Rights. That would be that common law. That would be the common law courts that have been unlawfully removed in direct violation of the 9th article of that fucking document. So just give it a go. Let's see right here. They were. The majority of the comments were simply hostile to the entire notion of COVID-19 restrictions, Wood said. The vast majority of comments were in the context of, You never needed to do anything, and that's what it has been here since before that fucking election. I mean, the people wanted rid of that bitch. I've never seen it. I mean, if there was no vote, and there isn't going to be a vote, as long as there's paper ballots being mailed through the fucking mail, you're not going to, I mean, I don't know what it would take to get an honest vote. First thing you'd have to do is get rid of the corporation so you could actually have a fucking vote within a republic. Because this is not a vote in the republic. This is not a republican form of government. It is completely illegitimate. It is completely lawless. So the first thing you have to get rid of that fucking corporation, and you have to get rid of that 14th Amendment so that you can have the capacity as a free individual, sovereign national, to vote or to propose how to vote. You got to find a way. I mean, I will never fucking accept any fucking vote until you show me that cannot be fucking corrupted. And boy, that'd take, in today's technology, And with the fucking, you know, the mammon in play. You think that fucking people, well, everything, well, this is perfect way to vote. If everybody votes like this, well, what if the fucking guy counting the vote took a fucking bribe? There's no fucking perfect way that it can be fucking done. Other than everybody to step up one at a time, say your fucking name, show that you are a fucking, American national with an affidavit. Not their fucking government or their corporate fucking identifications, with a fucking affidavit with two people signing it, two other American nationals, and say, my vote is this, and see it marked on a fucking board, and watch it, make sure it don't go nowhere. That is the only way you could ever have an honest to God fucking vote, without mammon fucking taking over and controlling it. And with these paper ballots, I'm telling you guys right now, this shit is only going to fucking accelerate. It was already corrupt. There's never been an honest election in this goddamn country, and we all know it. But with these paper ballots, I promise you, it will be exactly how the fucking George Soros will sit down and write down who he wants to be in what position. Him and the Bilderbergs, they'll all sit down and they'll make the list of who they want to fucking be your overlords. And they'll give it to the son of a bitches, and they'll put fucking, that's how the ballots will be printed out. That's how they will be marked. And when you send your secret envelope, they'll swipe their ass on your fucking, ballot that cannot be connected to you, because there's nothing to connect it to you. And they'll throw it in the fucking floor. They'll get one of their ballots and put it in your secret envelope and count it for the guy that they want in there, or the gal that they want in there, or whoever in the fuck they want in there. That's how it works. Get used to the idea. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Hog Jaw with Get Some. It's time for you to come get some, you motherfuckers. Quit running your, you know what? Kate Brown. Who's gonna die to back your fucking unlawful dictates, whore? Which one of you fucking corporate mercenaries is worth a paycheck? Because when we come at you, man, you're going to find out how many of us there are and how many big fucking guns we got. Finish this thing here. We were at Wood floated the proposal to keep the masking requirements in place until no longer necessary to address the effects of the pandemic in the workplace. Yeah, right. Last month, Wood said that the new permanent rule is needed to keep the current regulation from expiring on May 4th. There's some goddamn logic for you, huh? And we ain't fucking wearing your goddamn mask, bitch. And you rest, you commie cocksuckers. You're gonna have to get some commies out here with fucking guns. If you wanna fucking manipulate us, there's only one, hey man, fucking, it's liberty or death, you motherfuckers. And we're gonna have our goddamn liberty. We're gonna have our goddamn law. And you are gonna fucking swing. When will masks be unnecessary? Question mark. What scientific studies do these mandates rely on? Who gives a shit? I don't care if you do have a scientific study that says that the mask works. I do not have to do it. I have a right to procedural due process. You can't just fucking pull jurisdiction out of the fucking air over other people. What the fuck you think that Bill of Rights was written for? So we wouldn't have to live like this, like the fucking peasants and serfs over there in fucking jolly old England. And in Europe, where the people fucking fled to get away from this fucking horse shit. And the anti-federalists knew this is what these pricks were going to try. They read that fucking Constitution, and they saw it for exactly what it was. They had fucking brains. And they knew this day would come, and they knew the only way that they could fucking defeat them is it had to be fucking individuals. And boy, they're out there. Everybody's up. Boy, they're hating a fucking, they're hating this goddamn fucking leaderless resistance. Every one of us has to resist equally. That's a goddamn fact. And at the same fucking time. But it's leaderless. They would give anything. It's just like with, what the hell was it? The 99%ers, you know, or the Occupy. They wanted, man, they kept on, and like the people in Hong Kong, what the Chinese did. What do we want? Who's the leader? What's your manifesto? Who's the leader? What's your manifesto? Wait, our manifesto is the fucking Bill of Rights, motherfuckers. It is a fucking, it is, and our leader is each individual is leading themselves. It's leaderless. You can't bribe somebody. You can't fucking kill somebody and stop it. It's not going to stop until every fucking one of us is pacified and our fucking law is enforced. And there's nothing you can do to stop that. And they know it. Look what China finally had to do over there in Hong Kong. They just flat came down as a, the totalitarian fucking communist regime they are. And at the same time, you know, they're talking bad about China and they love China. It wasn't that many. Remember during the Obama administration when they tell us we all need to live more like, we need to be more like the Chinese. You know, fucking slaves. Slaves without rights. That's what we need to do. No, we fucking ain't. We're gonna get our, and you say, things are never gonna be the same again. You wanna fucking bet? They're not gonna be the same again. They're gonna be fucking better. We're gonna live like we were supposed to live. We're gonna live in happiness instead of fucking misery. While a handful of you cocksuckers at the top float around in your fucking yachts, fucking eating caviar and sipping champagne and laughing about the fact that you're fucking taking the labor of other fucking people and fucking living lavishly, sitting on your fucking sorry asses. But see, these are the cocksuckers that are leading this whole fucking parade of these communists. And are you afraid of those kind of people? I mean, a guy who has to have somebody else wipe his ass, you think that fucker could whip you? You think he could take you? Because I don't. Which means they have to hire mercenaries. And the mercenary has to fight for a fucking paycheck. And that paycheck, you think that paycheck will compare to the man who is fighting for his home and hearth, for his fucking family? You are going to get slaughtered. Slaughtered. And then bring your fucking Chinese on over here. We already know the plan. And we're going to fucking slaughter them. We're going to show you new ways to slaughter people. We are going to rewrite the fucking book on modern warfare. You watch what I tell you. Maine College imposes $50 fine on students who don't wear masks. Under what jurisdictional authority? Now a goddamn private college? A fucking, see, this is a corporation, people. This is they're just enacting corporate policy and they're fucking actually taking people's goddamn money or their wealth. Is that, did you file in the fucking common law court? Did you file a fucking, lawsuit to get $50 from me? Did you send me a letter of demand for $50 telling me why I owe you $50 fucking? Because I won't wear a mask? Well, I don't got to wear a fucking mask. If you want me to wear a mask, you want to give me an order to wear a mask, you got to have the jurisdictional authority to give that fucking order, and you don't got it. And you can't get it. But if you did want to go into the fucking common law and file a goddamn lawsuit to make me pay $50 because I wouldn't wear a mask. Well, we'll do that in a second. I'll go into court with you. And then you can show where you've been. I want to see the victim. The person who's going to try and get the $50 from me ain't going to be a fucking institution. It ain't going to be a piece of paper. It's going to be an individual. And I'm going to countercharge you with fucking, sedition and treason. For going along with this fucking corporate fucking takeover, a communist corporate takeover of a fucking free country, of my country, trying to remove my rights is a fucking, that is a hanging offense. That is treason. That is sedition. That's, why in the hell wouldn't nobody ever hold that document up, people? You ever think of that? They always tell you about, oh, Title 42, 1983, and they're doing this thing and seeing. And always, when you go to read their shit, what are you running? The 14th Amendment. They said to do it, and you didn't do it. Well, the guy said, fuck you, because you don't have the authority to tell me to do it. The only way I can be told to do it is through a fucking court order out of a common law court. I'm guaranteed it. I'm guaranteed it in written, ratified, factual law that is cited in the fucking, that's the only law that can really be cited in any fucking lawsuit or any criminal charge. That's the law you have to cite, because the goddamn jurisdiction of this country is common law. And now there's talk, well, we want to make Washington D.C. a state. See, you know, they don't get a vote over there. Get the fuck out. You're on a goddamn, military, you're in a military citadel. That's why you don't get a vote. It's not a part of the United States, asshole. And if it did become a part of the United States, it would be under fucking, common law jurisdiction. And there's so many people out there, they know. They understand what I'm talking about here. They understand what they're doing. And they understand that under that fucking law, they can be lawfully fucking shot. They can be lawfully fucking hung. And who in the world is going to fucking say, well, they're over there, they're killing off all the ruling class. I think everybody in the world is just about ready to kill off all the ruling class. We got our own little monarchy over here to deal with, don't we? They got one in England they need to deal with. They got a few of them over there in Europe they need to deal with. They got a few of them in fucking Middle East they need to deal with. Kill the motherfuckers. Kill every fucking one of them. Why wouldn't you? They're going to tell you how to live your fucking life. You won the fucking lottery even being here. And some son of a bitch, because they fucking set up a thing, well, we created this God, and then the God, he told us, I'm the head guy, that's what he said, and everybody, and I've got these fucking 10 big dudes here that's gonna back, you got spear, stab. Oh, you guys see, that's God's will. And the assholes fall for it too, that shit, man. Just like the one, fucking preacher that was, I've been in it with him a few times. Just like the shit we're facing today with this mass. You know, this is all right, people, because this is absolutely what God intended, or it wouldn't be. Is that a fucking asinine argument, or what? Well, how would we be living if we just settled for that shit? Well, we're about there. But those people there can take a flying fuck. I mean, you can get out of this fucking country. I mean, I'm not even for barges anymore. I'm for fucking gunpointing them right out in view, right to the fucking beach. Start swimming, motherfucker. Or take a bullet right here, right now. Get out of this fucking country. You have no fucking right here. You are a fucking traitor. You were a traitor to your fucking people. You were a traitor to our fucking law. When it was in dire straits, you did not step up to defend it. You looked out for yourself. You looked out for your mammon. And yourself. You put your mammon above my liberty. You do that, you motherfucker. We'll see if you end up with either. Because you're not going to. Anyone who would trade liberty for safety deserves neither and will have neither. Anybody that trade liberty for fucking mammon, it will have neither. You will have no money. You will fucking walk into the ocean bare ass naked. And you will just start swimming till you sink. Because that's what you deserve, you cowardly fucking dogs. $50 tickets, huh? So what they're assuming here is that this college has some kind of judicial authority. Do they have a court? Are they running a court? Under what jurisdiction are you running a court? No, there's no court. You just gotta pay us because we say. And that's really what's been going on in this country for a long fucking time. With these phony fucking tickets. There's nobody complaining against you. You bothered no fucking buddy. They just set up a fucking scam saying, well, if you go 56 miles an hour, I can give you $100 and you have a $100 fucking, bill of lading and you have to pay it because it's a part about the corporation. The corporations decide you can only go this fast down the road. Fuck you. Show me your authority. Show me your authority that trumps that fucking bill of rights. Show it to me. Oh, I see it. Oh, the barrel of a gun. I get it. Okay. That's how we're fucking playing this. We'll play it like our fucking ancestors did back in 1775. We'll blow your fucking asses off. We'll shoot your asses into the town and then bombard it. And until you're out of that town, we'll run your fucking asses clear until you're across our fucking border and out of gun range. That's what you're looking at, you son of a bitches, and you haven't met America yet. As it, you know, that last article said, I mean, people are, I mean, when they talk about the people in the fucking cities are raising hell about it, and they are. Make no mistake about it. Everybody is fucking gut sick of this. It's fucking fucked with people's life. I mean, it's fucked with everybody's life. You don't feel like going anywhere. You don't want to walk around in a fucking Pink Floyd fucking video. Because you could step into the hamburger grinder. $50 fine. Shove it up your fucking ass. Well, whoever's doing this, you know what? There's records. The records are there, and this fucking fight's fixing to happen. It can't be stopped. And when it does, it's going to be a mean son of a bitchin' fight. And when it's over, hey, we're going to be coming to talk to you about your $50 fines. And we're going to be, then we're going to be standing there with all the fucking guns. And we're going to say, now show us your jurisdictional authority for doing that. For imposing a fine, for telling somebody they have to. What if I just walked up to you and said, you have to give me $50 because, well, your shirt's crooked. You button your shirt crooked. I mean, you would say, that's goddamn fucking, this is the same fucking thing. I'd have no authority to tell you fucking had to button your shirt straight. No more than these fuckers have authority to tell you you have to wear a mask. They have none. Never have. Can't. Why? Because it does not include the fucking procedural due process leading to a court order. A court order from a common law court is the only thing that an individual free sovereign is bound to fucking obey if they want to be lawful. $50 ticket indeed. What else we got here? Oregon gun storage law would be among the toughest in the U.S. Yeah, you bet it would. You go ahead and do it, bitch. You fucking creature. You're not, I can't even think of a word of fucking disgusting enough to describe Kate Brown. You fucking dog shit eating fucking commie whore. We're not gonna do it. The answer's no. Shove it up your ass. There's more of us than there are you by about 10,000 to one. So go fuck yourself. Or send your fucking mercenaries and then we're gonna come after you. You call it, bitch. A proposed guns, or anyway, this is, Oregon gun storage law would be among the toughest in the U.S. This is from Yahoo News. A proposed gun shortage or storage law, that would be among the toughest in the United States is headed for a vote in the Oregon legislature. Oregon legislature, my fucking ass. It's a goddamn corporation. And it's a fucking board. And they're all fucking communists and they have no jurisdictional authority to vote on anything. Because they were unlawfully put into those fucking offices that don't exist. Because they are not fiduciary fucking offices. They are corporate fucking offices in violation of the 9th article of our fucking law. Plain and simple. They can't exist. You have no authority unless you're operating within the bounds of the fucking law. And you are not. You have not for fucking 100 fucking years at least. And even before that, you weren't completely operating in it. It was just a little whittle away, whittle away, whittle away, whittle away, the thin edge of that thick wedge. A proposed gun storage law that would be among the toughest in the U.S. is headed for a vote in the Oregon legislature, with backers saying it will save lives and opponents contending it could lead to deaths, and that's what it will lead to. You're a fucking death. That's it. Hey, you like that paycheck? I bet they pay pretty fucking good. For somebody who will go out and face another man with a fucking gun who ain't going to fucking back down, who is going to try to kill you as hard as you're trying to kill him. I bet that pays pretty fucking good. And say, kiss your wife and your children before you leave the fucking house, because we're going to make fucking widows. We're going to try to make sure you don't go fucking home, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. Mostly they'll bring in fucking foreign mercenaries. You've seen them. They're already fucking here. I can't speak. You're saying you surrender or something like that? Boom. I don't understand your fucking language. Language in this country is fucking English. You better learn it so you can say surrender. So that then the only, then all that's left for you is to march out in the fucking ocean and drown. Oregon's bill generated testimony from hundreds of people, mostly in writing, because there wasn't enough time to take all oral testimony. That's your fucking, that's you peasants, you subjects, getting to, well, I really wouldn't like that. I really, really wouldn't like that. Well, fuck you, you're doing it. It ain't like you got no goddamn say in it, you fucking subject. We own your ass. We're the corporation. Well, no, I don't want to see that. Don't show me that Bill of Rights. No, don't show me that Bill of Rights. Yeah, you don't want to see that, son of a bitch. Because that tells you who does own this country. That tells you who is the jurisdictional authority. The original fucking superior authority in this goddamn country. And in this, in your state. And that 10th article fucking nails it right to the goddamn states. Whatever's forbidden to the federal, in the Constitution's forbidden to the states. And that's all those you shall nots, like shall not be infringed. You heard that? Shall not. What does the 10th say? It says exactly this. The authorities, the jurisdictional authorities, not designated or delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states and respectively or to the people, or to the people absolutely, because the state ain't shit either. It's a piece of fucking paper. The people are the power. Always have been, always will be. And we are fucking quite a power. They want to make you think that you're fucking small, that the fucking, that they are so strong. They're not! Fuck you, you gotta be, fuck if you did it with your bare hands, you could fucking take out the ones that are here. You're gonna need your gun for the Chinese they're gonna send over here. But goddamn, I mean, you seen it during when they first started this shit, you couldn't go on the beach and the one person went there and the cops went there and just everybody went out on the fucking beach. And then the cops went away. Why? Because they're fucking outnumbered. They know it. Why won't you get out your goddamn guns and kill it and solidify it? So you're going to obey our fucking law, bitch, motherfucker. You understand? This is our law. You're going to obey it. Or we're going to do to you what our ancestors did to that fucking king back in 1775. We're going to blow your goddamn heads off and hang the rest of you. You suits, you'll never touch a gun. You say you've got guns all around you, people who are going to give their lives to protect your treasonous asses where they're going down. And you're the ones that are going to, I mean, you're going to get the worst fucking death because you are going to go to trial. Because there's going to be examples made of your asses so that this shit never happens to another generation of our fucking people. You're going to recite the fucking entire Bill of Rights before you drop through that fucking chute, you motherfuckers. That's what you got coming to you. That's all we owe you. Is a fucking bullet or a rope. Because you are criminals. You are fucking vile criminals. The vilest criminals. Pedophilic criminals. They don't get no goddamn worse than what you are. Oregon's bill generated testimony from hundreds of people. Mostly in writing. Yeah, right, because we just give us a few, you know, just, yeah, we know what the fuck, we know they don't want it, we don't really give a shit. We're gonna tell them, act tough now, act strong. Everybody, I mean, look serious and say, I'm gonna get up there, Kate Brown. God damn, you look like you could whoop some ass to me. Get up there, Kate Brown. Tell me, I'm gonna take your guns. You're gonna wear a mask. Well, come on over here and make me, bitch. Well, I got these people here I'll hire with your money. And then we'll send them son of a bitches over. We're sick of this shit. We're ready. We're ready to end it. Because we're not going to live like this. You're not going to take our fucking country from us. And we're not going to be your fucking subjects. Your asses are out of here. And you're giving back all our fucking wealth too, by the way. We're going to live like we were meant to live. We're going to get our heritage and our inheritance back. And you are going to fucking be punished. You're going to get justice. The thing you fear the most, justice, is coming for you. We've made the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just remember who you are. And I know everybody's pissed and ready to do it. Just remember, it's coming closer every fucking day. And when it happens, do not hold back. Do not fucking hold back. Let these motherfuckers fill the raft of what they have fucking, let them fill the whirlwind that they have created. That is the word from the trenches.